Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome in to another edition of the I'm Fat Podcast, brought to you by our sponsors, Charlie the Baking Guy, Mazda Vorland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. I am Rick Camp, alongside fellow fat Jay Zawoski. Apparently we're learning new things about StreamYard that we didn't even know while trying to be idiots before the show starts.
Well, we're always idiots before the show. You know what I realized? I've learned this two weeks ago. I've had a lot happening in the last 2 weeks, but apparently with Max, if you make an emoji with your hands during FaceTime, it will now it's not doing it. It's supposed to duplicate the emoji. It happened to us during a CHGO show. Mario did a thumbs up and a little thumbs up bubble, and we're like, what just happened? How did that happen? But now it's not working. Yeah. I think this one does too. Like you do the Taylor Swift heart. No.
Okay.
They're not working. Screw it. I don't know. Back to the drawing board.
Hey, Jay, if you could not take up 2 seconds of our podcast
talking about
Taylor Swift.
I'm sorry to offend you.
I'm very triggered.
I'm sorry to offend you, middle-aged white man. I'm sorry you're upset. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. As always, make sure you're following us on all of our social media at I'm Fat Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I think that's everything. We've got the YouTube page, youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast. Go there, watch our videos, like our videos, subscribe to our channel. This would be a good episode to watch on the YouTube as well because I'm back from Disney, and this is going to be pretty much me talking about all the food I ate in Disney with a lot of good pictures. So if you've been waiting to check out a YouTube episode, they drop every Tuesday. So check it out, youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast. We've got our Patreon, patreon.com/I'mFatPod. And I'm wearing my brand new Jason from Oshkosh inspired I'm Fat Podcast Waffle House design. Available now at imfatmerch.com. I got it in brown. I figured that was the right...
I think that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta have some speaks with our friends from TeePublic. I ordered a shirt to wear to Disney because I don't know if you've ever been to Disney, but everyone there has Disney stuff on.
Yes, I have been to Disney.
And last
That's
time
all I would like to say about my time in Disney.
And last time I went, I'm like, I am the only person in this entire park without a Disney merch. So I bought this... Peter Pan skull design was really cool. Mm-hmm. Their double X's are enormous.
That's not the way I expected that to
go. No, they're they are swimming on me. And make your jokes about how I've lost weight or whatever. But still, when I shop, I'm a double X. That is my standard. That's what fits me in everything. There's a massive gap between XL, which I'm wearing, which is a little bit snug, as you can see. I'm not totally comfortable in it. And the double X, which is like wearing a parka.
I'm trying to think of the last time I fit in an XL.
I think you might fit in
as a joke. I'm legitimately trying to figure it out, and I don't know what it is.
This is definitely an exception. So, anyway.
Maybe back into college? No. Maybe just after college?
I don't know.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Well, make sure you check out our sponsors too, Mazda Vorland Park, Charlie the Baking Guy, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. We're going to tell you about all of them later in the show. So, okay. I spent, what were the days I was there? Sunday through...
I have no clue.
Friday. Sunday through Friday, I was in Disney of last week. So we arrived Sunday afternoon, got home late Sunday night, or Friday night, rather. So a lot of food eaten, a lot of things done. This episode is going to be about the food, because there's a lot. And a little disclaimer here, first of all, to my traveling companions, Hope and Addie, and of course, Brian and Sarah, and their daughters. We all went together. It was wonderful without Brian and Sarah being there, kind of running, QBing the whole trip. it would have been totally different and less fun.
Sure.
And more chaotic, and it was totally smooth because of them. So thank you to them. And if you want to plan a Disney trip, you can hit up Sarah at Just Add Magic Travel. I can give you more info on that later in the show. But it was a wonderful trip. But we went, and when we went, it was the Festival of the Arts at Epcot. And those of you familiar with Epcot, it's giant. And in the World Showcase, every little country had their own little booth with their own little food samplings. And we had a lot of them. Here is the here's the pamphlet with the food listings. Okay. We just call it for fun, farts, because it's Festival of the Arts. So farts is the natural. It's the natural thing to call it. All right, so.
Farts are always natural.
Of course. So I'm going to start with, I'm going to end with Epcot, because that's where the most stuff we ate was.
Okay.
All right, so we get there on the first day, and we go to Disney Springs, because the first day, you don't usually have park passes, because it's a half day, so whatever. We're going to go kill time at this mall, maybe spend some time in the pool. So the first thing I ate, Rick, in Disney, and I think you would appreciate this, was barbecue.
Nice.
So we went to the Polite Pig in Disney Springs, and we got the Slider Trio, as you can see there on your screen. Yeah. This is the Southern Pig, which is their pulled pork with fennel apple slaw, tangy mustard barbecue, and Duke's Mayo served with a pickle spear. The only thing I took off was the pickle. It was excellent. The Fried Chicken Slider, which is sweet and smoky barbecue, a very little bit of mayo, pickles, and coleslaw, served with a pickle spear, also great. And the Low and Slow Brisket Slider, prime biscuit, pimento cheese, porter barbecue, pickled jalapenos, and onion straws, served with, you guessed it,
hell yes,
a pickle spear.
Nice.
But, dude, let me tell you, one of these was better than the last. The chicken one was incredibly crunchy and crispy. The brisket was like where you bite into it and you don't even have to pull. It was just so tender and perfectly cooked. And all that stuff going on with the pulled pork was just amazing. It was just
I was going to say the apple slaw sounds great. Because like I'm not, obviously, with the mayo aversion against a lot of slaws, but an apple slaw that's more like apple vinegar based, like, hell yes. Sign me up for that.
And I'm going to tell you, I had a lot of slaw on this trip. I was kind of surprised by it. Yeah, like because a lot of times, like, you're just like, hey, we're going to order, you know, we're going to order quick food from here. Like, is that cool with everybody? Like, yeah, like, does this thing sound good? Yeah, that sounds good. And then maybe it's got something on there that you didn't expect. But like I've been doing all year, I just kind of was like, I'm just going to wing it and see how it goes. So that, the Polite Pig was the appetizer. The meal that we'd all been looking forward to the most, and we had it on our last trip, and I talked about it last September when we went, or September of 22, actually, the last time we went to Disney, was Raglan Road. And Raglan Road is like a traditional Irish pub, well, as traditional as you get in Disney, with like live music, live Irish dancers, and just a giant menu of great stuff. And I have been dreaming about the fish and chips I got from there, basically since we left last time. Now, I don't know if that picture does it justice. That plank of fish is covering like a 12-inch long plate. That's like an ovular, ovular? That's probably the word.
Ovular.
Ovular plate. But crunchy, crispy breading on it. The fries were terrific. Of course, got a Guinness to go with it, because you have to. Those are the rules. And I was so done. I was so sick on Monday, and I was tired. I had 2 hours of sleep because the Hawks had played a West Coast game the night before. Yeah, so I drove out to Darien to sleep over at my in-law's house, because my father-in-law was taking us to the airport. Got about 2 hours of sleep before we had to get up and get to our flight. And I was sick. I was just done. When this meal was over, I was just completely toast. But it was great. It was everything I'd hoped. Addie got her barbecue salmon, which is her favorite thing from there. She's been talking about that for months. I was really glad that she got to get her favorite thing again. it was just, it was really a great experience, as it always is. And we also ended the meal with a Bailey's shake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we had a couple other experiences at Disney Springs on our last day. Because again, last day, you also don't have park tickets, right?
Whole day, yeah.
So you got to find something to do. So we hit up Summer House Bakery because everyone says to go to Gideon's. Gideon's is like this really famous cookie place. There's like an hour wait line to get into the bakery. And Brian and Sarah have had it. They love it. But we just... We're at Disney, man. Like, I don't have time to stand in a line. I know it sounds funny. I don't have time to stand in a line for an hour. I'm at Disney.
yeah, exactly.
There's stuff to do, and I don't want to spend that much time just standing still waiting for a cookie. So a nice alternative, if you're there, to Gideon's is Summer House. And here's these. You're looking at on your right.
Ooh.
That is a chocolate chip cookie with little cuts of Rice Krispie treat.
Yes.
Yes. Cut up and spread throughout the dough and baked.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the left of that is a cookies and cream brown sugar Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, that high-end Rice Krispie treat.
Yes. Yes. That was absolutely amazing.
Sounds incredible.
We got two of those on the trip because we went there the first night when I wasn't feeling good. Hope just ran in and got some cookies. And then I got to show you the thing that I had. This is not from our plate because I took a picture when we went back. They had an orange dreamsicle cookie.
Ooh, okay.
And it was just great. It had that nice combination of crunch with soft. And all these cookies are giant. They're all huge.
Yeah.
And just wonderful.
Well, that one like below it, like on the lowest level of those three. That looks like a monster.
That's a huge bitch. Yes.
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 It's 100% what that is.
It's absolutely huge. So that was wonderful. So yeah, like Gideon's is the place that everybody wants to go. And we have an email. I'll address it later on in the show too. But it's just like, I look at that line. And I'm like, can't I just give someone $10 to get me a cookie? Like someone in the front of the line.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure that happens a lot. Like, hey, bring me one of these. You know, and I'll stand right here. I'll pay for your order if you bring me one out, so I don't have to wait.
Right.
Because there was another place in Epcot that was like this Japanese restaurant. It's like $400 a person. I contend there's no food that good.
Correct.
Right? Like, think about the greatest meal you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have paid $400 for it?
No.
No. And I think that's like before drinks. Like that's, and you know, every drink's going to be $30.
Right. Like, no, like even so I realize there's, you know, alternatives and some that are better or whatever, but just like, I think the most expensive individual item I've ever had was my steak at Gibson's when Lawrence Holmes took me and Tony Gill and was like, get what you want. Tony, have a real steak. And because that was when Tony thought every steak was the same quality as what an Outback steak is.
Yes, all steaks are the same. I'm Tony Gill.
Because he's Tony. Yeah, exactly. So, and that was like somewhere between a $50 and a $60 steak. That's like the most expensive individual item I've ever had. And even that, I was like, this is weird. I feel bad. Even though Lawrence is paying and like was basically like yelling at us to like get something nice.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I was just like,
he appreciates what you guys do and knows that it's not something you can usually do. So
yeah.
I mean, but yes, I get that. Like, okay. But even the best steak when compared to a not great steak, like I see what Tony's point was before he had a Gibson steak. Like, well, it's steak. Like it's good. You grill it or you broil it or whatever, and it's tasty. It's more about the prep, really, than anything. But no steak is worth $400. Even if some dickhead goes and sprinkles some gold on it or whatever. Like, come on.
No. Right, throw all the buzzwords in there. It's Wagyu and all this whatever.
Yeah. Well, like, that's great. It's good. I get it. Like, there are, like, I prefer a ribeye to a filet, and there's differences, and I get all that stuff, but
No. Yeah.
No, no, nothing is worth like a car payment.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no thing that will result in poop can be worth a car payment.
Yeah, this poop is much more valuable than my last one. All right, last thing from Disney Springs. This is the last thing we have before you left. Jack Lindsay's Hangar Bar. Jack Lindsay, for those of you that are not Indiana Jones historians, was the pilot in Indiana Jones. Started off with the queso fundido. Ooh. This is kind of like a tapas style place.
Imagine ever passing up on queso fundido, by the way.
Yeah, we had it twice on this trip, so that I recall. I'm sure there were more. So there's the, very traditional chips and salsa with the queso fundido. These are the El Pastor tacos. You can see the pickled red onions with the pineapple slices the diced pineapple. And the jalapeno on top, very good. These are the snake bite burger sliders. These may have been
salad.
The best thing I ate at Disney.
Really? A salad?
I had no expectation for this. It was like, yeah, let's get the sliders, let's get the whatever. And you know what my stance on burgers, right? They can only be so good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. Or gourmet beef sliders with tomato bacon jam. That probably helped. Shredded lettuce and cheese. That tomato bacon jam.
Yeah.
It was a massive game changer. Because it was almost like a salsa. It's hard to describe. It was
interesting.
So good. The bun was soft. And you can see the bun is toasted there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just great. And then we got their wings.
Wings. Those look like big wings.
They were pretty big. They weren't giant. Maybe that might be over detailing them, but they call it the St. Augustine Datil Pepper Sauce. It was a very interesting, almost like a Korean barbecue flavor on it. But that was really good. That was at Jack Lindsay's Hangar Bar. And again, like just a place we walked in, sat down, like right by the water. Like, let's just grab something before we go. No expectations. And that burger was fantastic. And I had a lot of good stuff on this trip.
Yeah. But,
and I don't know, maybe I was starving. Maybe it was something like that. But it was among the best thing. I don't know. It's hard for me to say it was the best thing I've had when I had like 100 things.
Sure.
But it was certainly up there with the best. So if you're out at Disney Springs, the food there is terrific. I like going there because they got good food, lots to do. I'm like a retail guy. I like shopping.
Probably not quite as insane just because you don't have a lot of your traditional stuff there necessarily just because it's not as much of a park.
Oh, yeah, in terms of crowds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would compare it to going to Oak Brook on a weekend.
Okay,
so
that's fair.
There's people, and you sometimes have to navigate around them, but it's very, very rarely was I frustrated or felt overcrowded there. And I'll say, too, in general, this week, because of the week we chose, it wasn't bad at all.
I'm sure it's like a good time because it's post-holiday, pre-spring break. So people have probably traveled for the holidays if they're going to travel. And they might not do it again until their kids are on spring break or whatever. So you are in kind of a sweet spot.
It was. And you also had MLK Day the week before. So even that extended weekend, the blood in the last week, even that would have been a little bit of an increase in the parks a little bit. So it was great. I'll get to the rides and stuff later. But we had a great time. Like in terms of crowds, I got to pee next to Eli Manning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you peek?
I think Eli was with a child, so he was accompanying only that would be his child that he was attending to in the bathroom.
Otherwise, you stumbled on a large story.
So, kid, blink twice if you want help. I don't know. I didn't look too closely, but he walked into the bathroom, and I looked around me. I'm like, did anyone else just see Eli Manning go into that bathroom? And I actually said out loud, like, did anyone else see that? And this Disney guy goes, I didn't see anything. So I walk in, and he's like two stalls over from me behind his son, nephew, whatever it might have been. And I, of course, didn't say anything. Code, you don't talk to anybody in general.
Right.
And he walks out, and I saw the guy who had told me he didn't see anything was the guy who was, like, tending to his party. You know? Okay. I saw, I guess, Jason Kelce was there this weekend, too. And I think Jalen Johnson went to Disneyland, I think, this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So there were there was some, you know, it's very easy for them to hide, though. Like, Disney does a good job of not, like, everyone move aside. Like, they try to just keep it tight. They keep the party moving. You know, Eli had a hat on. So, I mean, he walked right.
Okay.
We went like this. So we made eye contact. I'm like, okay, that's certainly Eli Manning. But otherwise, he would have totally blended in. But,
nice.
That was cool. All right, we got more to get to. I know I'm throwing a lot at everybody. I'm sorry. If you need a drink after this episode, and I wouldn't blame you, head on out to Lockport and visit our friends at Nick and Ivy Brewing, 1026 South State Street. Family-owned and operated. I kind of had a brain glitch there. I'm like, do I give out the phone number? I don't think I give out the phone number. I don't usually give out the phone number. Who calls places anymore?
I don't know.
Well, don't call them. Go visit Paul and Chrissy out there at Nick and Ivy in Lockport. Great beers. Whatever you're into, craft beer, micro brews, macro brews, pails, sours, anything. Whatever kind of icy, alcoholic beer, hop infused beverage you like, they've got it for you at Nick and Ivy. And what I love about Nick and Ivy is the vibe at that place. There is no pretension. It is a neighborhood bar with craft beer quality beverages. You will love it, guaranteed. If you love live music, every Tuesday there's an open mic. Every Friday and Saturday, live acts come and play their stage. And you can bring food from any of the great restaurants in the area. I recommend Taco Heaven, but there's a ton of great stuff right around there. Visit them on social media, Nick and Ivy Brewing on Facebook and Instagram, and nickivybrewing.com. That's 1026 South State Street.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right. To the next park.
All right. Where are we going?
We are going to go, as I queue up my photos, we are going to go to, let's do Epcot. I talked about this
There's one park that triggers me just because of some PTSD, but I might mention it if we get there.
Oh, you know what? I can't go to, I'm not going to go to Epcot because that's all the World Showcase stuff. So I'm going to save that. I'm going to go to Hollywood. This is a short one. So this is the Disney or the Star Wars area and the Toy Story area. So we went to Oga's Cantina, obviously, got some drinks there. They were all great. We had stormtroopers come through the bar as we were in there. And
music playing.
They did play that a little bit. They did play the Ben Finn for music a little bit. but there is like a robot DJ in there that plays music that is Star Wars-y. It's very cool. And you talk about like the immersive experience of I am in a Star Wars movie. Oga's is that. So we're there. We're at like a stand-up table having our beverages and two stormtroopers come in and like the DJ stops the music. You know, it's like this whole thing. And the DJ says, they're here to keep us safe. You know, it's joking around. Stormtroopers are going around interrogating children. You know, like, have you seen any resistance fighters? And kids are playing along. It's really cool. So went there, got our drinks, wonderful experience as always. And then we went to Ronto Roasters, which is this is the coleslaw thing I was telling you about. So this is a pita bread sandwich. Look at all the coleslaw in there.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and there that is a sausage, obviously. Very clearly a sausage right there. I ate every bite of this. And I don't know what I thought coleslaw was, but I have to say, Rick, if this is what coleslaw is, it was very refreshing.
See, that looks very not mayo-y.
Right, it wasn't. So this is called the Ronto Wrap. It's roasted pork, grilled pork sausage, peppercorn sauce, and a tangy slaw wrapped in pita bread. And it was not like very, it did have like a thinner, like a vinegariness to it.
Yeah.
Very little mayo
taste. Like if there's a vinegar based slaw, I would probably give that much more of a try, but like just off of appearances, and obviously go to the YouTube to check this out.
Yeah.
But I almost wonder if the further north you go, the more the coleslaw is added to the coleslaw. Jesus, yeah, I had the glitch now.
No, I'm still what you're saying. Like it gets more mayo-y as you go north.
Yes.
That you might be right, but I'm thinking like all the times we get barbecue sandwiches like pulled pork or whatever, and we always say no slaw. I would imagine that this is the kind of slaw that's on there.
Okay.
Because again, all this really added was a crunch and a like lightness and a coolness to it.
Okay.
It just complemented the thing very well, and like at no point was like, ugh, I don't want this. I was so hungry. I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to eat it. I'm not going to be a baby and take the slaw off in front of all my friends. That was part of it too. And I took that first bite. I'm like, I'm give it a shot. I'm like, that was damn good. And I'm going to get that again. So it's like my 2023 resolution, man. Just try it and see what happens. It hasn't served me wrong yet. So Ronto Roasters, that was really good. Again, that's the
Ronto wrap. So is this Ronto just wrap. A 2023 thing that's going into 2024?
I'm just
going
to keep it going. It hasn't served me wrong, so I guess it's not a resolution so much as it's a as it's a new way of life. And then, Rick, this has you all over it, buddy. We went to Andy's Lunchbox as I try to find the photo here. I'm scrolling through a million photos.
Yeah,
Andy's Lunchbox. Now, once you go through Batu, which is the planet you're on for Star Wars, you get to the Toy Story Land.
Is that Batu 3?
What? Yes, it's Bath 3.
Is that Bath 3? Okay.
Yes. And the walk-up restaurant is literally Andy's Lunchbox from Toy Story opened up, and you order, like, inside of a lunchbox.
Nice.
And all that's cool. And the tables in the area are, like, Baby Bell cheeses, you know, the red?
Yes.
So the whole idea of Toy Story Land is you are a toy. The entire park is built with the perspective of you're a toy. So you're walking past, like, giant dominoes and Tinker Toys, and you are supposed to be the size of a toy.
That's cool.
Okay, so everything is oversized, and it's awesome. So this is the tots with bacon, chili,
yes,
and cheese.
Yes.
I thought you might like this one.
Yes, that sounds fantastic, and it looks great because you can't even see the tots.
Yes. No, they were buried. Oh, it's Woody's lunchbox. See, that's not movie accurate. It should be Andy's lunchbox. Woody doesn't have a lunchbox. That's stupid. I'm writing to Disney people and getting my money back. It is the tachos at Woody's lunchbox. Andy's the one with the... Never mind. Okay. Potato barrels coated with beef and bean chili. Yep. Shredded cheese. Our signature queso with tomatoes and corn chips. Finished with sour cream and a sprinkle of green onion. So, yeah... It's not just tots and bacon. It is also Fritos.
Yes. I mean, that's it. I'm good.
You're good?
Just get me a vat. Yep. Get me a vat of that, and I am set.
I figured that that would be, of all the things I ate there, that that would be the one you like the most. Also, at Woody's Lunchbox, should be Andy's, they have their own Pop-Tarts. So there is a raspberry Pop-Tart with nice little like candy balls on top of it. Mm-hmm. And then they also had a chocolate one with marshmallows and sprinkles and all that stuff. And
have the high-end ones?
The brown sugar cinnamon?
Yes.
No, you need a reservation for that place.
Okay.
Because brown sugar cinnamon, as Rick says, is the bougie Pop-Tart.
Yes.
It's my favorite take of yours in quite a long time.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I just got to be committed.
Yeah.
I just have to lean in.
Yeah. I should also say, just generally, when you're in a Disney park, consume as many frozen Cokes as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can find them you know, every park's got at least one or two spots where you can get a frozen Coke. And I am strongly anti-paper straw.
Oh, they're the worst.
I hate them. I hate them. They're all over Disney. Mm-hmm. I think they're all over Disney to make you say, I don't want a straw, so you don't create more waste. But I will say, somehow, and maybe we have a physicist or something that can help us with this, drinking a frozen Coke through a paper straw makes the frozen Coke more frothy. Is this possible?
Is it because the straw is like disintegrating and like becoming part of the Coke?
It could be. Maybe I'm just inhaling deteriorated paper. But it seems like it comes through much more. I'm still would never use, if I had the option of plastic versus paper, I'd use plastic every time.
Yes.
Next time with Disney, I'm bringing my own straw.
So there's only a couple places that really rely on the paper straw. Noodles and Company is one of them.
Ugh.
So that's a huge mark.
$50 pasta.
Yeah. Yes. Also that, but in the like dollar section at Target, there have been like three packs of like glass straws for like, you know, $3.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah, might as well just have those around the house and just be very careful with them. So it's not like, glass shards.
They're pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
But my whole thing about those, and this is why I don't buy like Stanley water bottles. Mm-hmm. I always get freaked out by like food getting stuck in the straw.
Yeah.
Like, because Hope and Addie, they use those glass straws to make smoothies. I'm like, every time I do the dishes, I take them out and I'm like, there's still like residue in the straw. That grosses me out. How do you do? Do you clean them?
If it's a... Yeah.
What, do you use like a pipe cleaner or something?
Yeah, if needed. Yeah, if needed, a pipe cleaner. Otherwise, just like... Yeah, pretty much a pipe cleaner.
Right. Is
like that, and then just like also trusting the dishwasher is going to do the trick. And then if there's more after the fact, then we'll take care of it after.
All right, fair enough. Fine. I'll try a straw. All right. Next, we're going to move to Animal Kingdom. I'm not going to share a ton of pictures in this one because you know what fries look like. But Mr. Kamal's.
This is my PTSD place that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can we put a log on the fire for this one? I'd like to hear the story.
Okay. So I am there with people. I'm there with my niece, my ex, and my ex's sister. And mind you, my niece is very young, like to the point where I know for a fact, even though they tried to tell me otherwise, she's not going to remember this trip. So somehow I think the kid was a vehicle for them to get to go to Disney. Anywho, the two sisters have been just bickering at each other. And I got so frustrated, I got so frustrated that I grabbed my niece and said, "We're going back to the room. Feel free to join us whenever," and took the car.
For you to get that frustrated, it had to be awful.
I was so done. I think probably because of just, I don't remember what day of the trip that was, but it was the whole drive down and that. And, you know, and it's, and also in my head, because, and this is another, like, very much because I'm me, I can't just let it out of my head that it's like, these two are claiming this is for her when it's clearly not. It's for them.
Yeah. No, I understand same that. Thing. It was very so, nice you know, to have, first of all, it's very nice to fly. I used my, cause I've nice. Gotten a Southwest rewards card and I just pay all my bills with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once a year I got enough for two flights. So all we had to do was pay for Addie's ticket. Easy peasy. So that was very nice to fly and to have the buffer of the other family and for them, like if any of us were annoying the others, we could just like, whoop, come over here in the party
run interference.
Exactly. And it wasn't even that. It was just like, let's just get away from the person currently annoying me, which it was typically me annoying everyone. So, you know, everyone was party of six and then me over here. No, I'm just kidding. But it is nice to have that. But, oh, my God, I couldn't imagine. Like, if I went to Disney with Hope and her sister, even now, I would be jumping off bridges into Disney lakes and rivers. I'd be jumping off the safari into the lion, lion's den, and just be like,
"Yeah,
take me!"
Yep.
Slathering myself in gravy, like whatever it takes, please. And I've obviously loved my wife very much, and I love my sister-in-law very much. Together for an extended period of time, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Once again, why Brian and Sarah were so wonderful to travel with, because there was literally zero drama that was not caused by our daughter. Yeah. And I, well, you know what? Screw it. She deserves it. My daughter, Hope's daughter, we were sitting outside at a park and drinking frozen Cokes. It's lovely out. My daughter, with the fat instincts of her father, sees popcorn on the bench.
Oh, no.
I'm going to ask you, Rick, did she A, brush the popcorn onto the ground, B, leave the popcorn where it was, or C, put the popcorn in her mouth?
It's definitely C.
It was definitely C.
Oh, God.
And Hope was like, what are you doing? Like, Hope like was like, take it out. Spit it out. Like, what are you doing? And then she went into the, I didn't do that. And Hope's like, I saw you do it. I just saw you pick it up, put it in your mouth, and spit it out. So she's like, go talk to your father. So Addie comes over to me. I go, why'd you do that? And she goes, I didn't. I go, Addie, we saw the kernel enter and exit your mouth. She goes, I don't know. I just saw it and ate it. Like, I didn't even think about it.
That's,
I think the embarrassment of it was
she's your daughter.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I've eaten garbage food. I don't know if I've gotten that far. But I think her instincts just took over and she just.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to put myself in her shoes. I think she just kind of mindlessly like saw popcorn and then she's probably like, did I just eat popcorn? That's my kid. Very proud moment for me, let me tell you.
That's incredible.
Good Lord. Anyway, that was not the best thing we had at Disney, that's for sure. All right, so Animal Kingdom, quickly. Mr. Kamal's, it's a little walk-up place. All they have are seasoned fries and chicken dumplings. Both of them fantastic. So if you're ever at Animal Kingdom, do that. By the way, Everest has moved up my list of roller coasters, like top five. That was awesome. That was super
fittingly.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Nomad Lounge, me and Brian and Sarah and Hope had cocktails and like they had like a bread service that was just incredible. The food at Nomad Lounge was great. Really nice atmosphere. Running a river outside. The breeze is blowing. Wonderful cocktails. So if you're in Animal Kingdom, make sure you hit up Mr. Kamal's and the Nomad Lounge. Really good stuff. Magic Kingdom, very simple.
Yeah.
Casey's, which is like a little hot dog shop. We got
General Store.
Yeah. No, this is Casey the baseball player. Andy Garcia was not there. Casey's is right at the end of Main Street, where you like start to see the castle. Right, if you're facing the castle at the end of Main Street, right on your left, it's called Casey's. Corn dogs, delicious mini corn dogs. Got those. And then we ate at the Harbor House, which is like traditional American food, kind of like you would find in like Boston, New Hampshire. I had fish and chips. It was very like American-y. It was good. It was fine. Okay. Hollywood.
Did you say Boston, New Hampshire or Boston or New Hampshire?
Boston or New Hampshire. Like, you know, East Coast-y. Okay. East Coast kind of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know. I was like, wait a minute.
Boston, comma, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Et cetera. Etc. Connecticut, I will throw in there as well. Okay, so the last thing is farts. The Festival of the Arts, which was great fun. So I'm just going to go through my pamphlet and tell you the things I ate.
Okay.
And maybe I'll share some photos along the way as we go. But started in, let's see, what was it? We were started in Morocco, as one does. And we got the chorizo and potato empanadas.
Oh, yeah. That might be my number one thing.
All right. I have a picture of that for you, so I'll share it with you. Don't let the sauce fool you, Rick. You would have liked this. There you go. That is with turmeric aioli and annatto aioli. I don't know what that is. All I can tell you is this was excellent. That was great.
That looks like a large empanada.
It's pretty big. That is a dessert plate.
Sure.
So that's probably a little bit misleading. It wasn't that big.
But still,
it also wasn't dainty.
Yeah, see, like, when I think of empanadas, I don't necessarily think of them being even, like, half of a dessert plate.
Yeah, it was a big empanada, but not, like, that's not a calzone by any means.
Yeah.
Okay, so then from Morocco, we walked all the way to Medina at the Tangerine Cafe, where we got grilled lamb kebabs, which were great, and they came with a chickpea salad with garlic aioli and stone-baked Moroccan bread with hummus, tremoula, and joug dips. I don't know. All I know is they were damn good. Then, from Morocco, we went to Japan. Took about 30 seconds. I didn't get any of the food. They had a wagyu bun, a sushi donut, and a mochi. And then a couple cocktails. So I got my first cocktail. This is they just call it the blueberry cocktail. It's nigori sake with sweet blueberry, cream, and yuzu. This was the best drink I had on the trip.
Really?
Unfortunately, it was tiny, tiny. It was very, very small.
They knew it would be the best drink on your trip.
It was fantastic. It was so good. So if you get there by the time Festival of Arts ends, which I think is middle of this month, check that out. Then we went to America from Japan.
Okay.
Addie got a funnel cake. That's my kid. We all tore it apart. Little fun fact, the more you try to clean funnel cake off of you, the worse it gets.
Yes.
I literally reached into the fountain and got water to clean my shirt. That's how much funnel cake powder I had on me.
Nice.
But my favorite thing at the Festival of the Arts food wise was the American Adventure duck and dumplings. It was smoked duck breast with ricotta dumplings.
Okay.
And baby vegetables with duck juice. And then they had a hummingbird cake. You ever have hummingbird cake?
No.
Banana pecan cake dipped in cream cheese icing with caramel sauce and warm pineapple compote. Very good.
Okay.
All right. This one I'm sharing a photo, not only because of the artistic quality, but because, Rick, you and I are Italian. I'm Italian. I have some Italian blood in me, 7%. We traveled over to Italy, and I got the mozzarella fritta, which is what you would imagine, a big ball of fried mozzarella.
Yeah, let's go.
But as you can see, very artistically, served on what looks like a paint palette.
Yes.
With all these different condiments. So there's like a pesto in there. There's a marinara style. There was like, I don't know what the purpley one was. I couldn't make out exactly what it was, but it was good. There was like a garlic aioli. That is a big, that's like a burger-sized patty of cheese. Almost like the Kurger Burger, sans burger and bread. I was
just going to say, yeah.
But I would say probably a little bit thicker than the Kurger Burger.
Okay.
With an excellent crunch to it.
Nice.
So basically just a big puck of mozzarella cheese deep fried with several different options. But I really love the presentation of this, like being the Festival of the Arts.
Sure.
That it's on this paint palette. That was a very, very nice touch. So I appreciated
that's
that.
A good idea.
And then I had to drink the Italian margarita, which was tequila and limoncello.
Ooh.
I wasn't sure how that was going to go together.
Sure.
It worked. I promise you it worked. All right, I'm flipping through my book here. We tried the pork buns. These were from China. Trying to find the picture of the pork buns. My pictures are all out of order. I tried to get them in order, and something happened where they all went out of order. But this was like, so you've seen like a bao, like the kind of soft, have you ever seen a bao? You ever have a bao? Like a bao bun?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is like a bao taco.
Interesting.
Again, with a significant amount of like cabbage and onion in it. Actually, I think that's two cabbages. That's red cabbage and regular cabbage. But then a ton of delicious pork. That was excellent. That was one of the favorites of the trip. Everybody loved that one.
So, when I hear bao, all I ever think of is Rob Riggle and Step Brothers saying pow.
Pow, pow!
Yeah, that's what I think of when I hear bow.
Yeah.
Again, because I'm an idiot.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know that. All right, so then from China, I went over to Mexico, as mm-hmm. one does. And sure. I got the carne asada.
Oh, that looks great.
All right, now I'm not going to tell you mm-hmm. what that is in the foreground. The clearly toasted looking thing. I want you to guess what that is.
I have no idea. It could be like a bread, or it could be like almost like a toasted custardy type thing.
It is grilled queso fresco. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So
I might need a minute now.
It's too nicely. It was not as rare as it's looking in the photo. But pretty rare slices of carne asada. It had the queso fresco, which I mentioned. Nopales salad. Nopales is cactus, which is actually really good in a salad. Queso fresco foam and chicharron dust. This thing was great. That was really good.
Shout out Kevin Zpack.
And then I got the Ruby Delicioso. That's delicious in Spanish. Margarita, which is Tromba Blanco Tequila, Lahai Black Currant Liquor, Citrus Mint, Spicy Agave, and Beet Juice. That was almost like a wintry kind of a beverage.
Nice.
It was good. That was very good. And then the other thing we had from Epcot in the morning, we went to France. And we went to the patisserie in there, and I got the quiche Lorraine.
Wait, you did what?
The patisserie. The bakery?
I'm just being an idiot.
Yeah, I know. And it was good, and then I bought myself half a baguette, nice. As one does, and that was really, really good, too.
Okay, I have to stop you for a second, because this is something that I used to do that I think a lot of people think is weird. Just buying a piece of bread just to have as a piece of bread.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like there were times where I would go to the Jewels and I would get like one of the Italian like loaves or a French loaf or whatever.
Yeah.
And use like half of it for a sandwich, like make a big old sandwich, and then like an hour or two later be like, still have like half of this thing. Kind of just gonna munch on it.
Yeah.
And then just like break pieces off and you know. It's like, go to town on that. Dipping, sure, if you have something available. But if not, good bread is still just worth eating as good bread.
Well, I think, too, like, when you're eating bread that is not like, you're not, like, going to get a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Right.
But if you're getting, like, Toronto bread or fresh baked bread, like I was getting from this bakery, it's different.
Yeah.
You're not just taking in a bunch of preservatives and stuff. It's all very natural. So, yeah, I just got a baguette. I shared it with people, but it was nice and hot. Mm-hmm. Put some butter on it. It was great. I mean, people would shame you, like, well, make a sandwich. Like, what's more food?
Right. And more work.
Right. It's less food to eat the sandwich. Couple other places I want to mention. We did go to San Angel Restaurant in Epcot. We went there last time, too. Got those ribeye tacos that were great. The tostadas de pollo, which were, like, tostadas with like melted cheese and chicken on them. Absolutely great.
Nice.
And I got the El Diablo margarita, which was just amazing. But I think, Rick, I've covered everything. Now I'm going to go through my photos and make sure I didn't miss anything. Of course, by the way, if you ever go to Disney, I already mentioned you have to get the frozen Cokes. That's a must. You also have to get Mickey waffles. And I don't care how old you are. I don't care, you know. If you think you're too mature for Mickey waffles are the best waffles in the world. They're just crispy and soft and delicious. There's a plate of Mickey waffles with strawberries and whipped cream. If I saw Mickey waffles on the menu, I got them. We went out the last day to like a really nice breakfast. I'm like, yep, I'm getting Mickey waffles. Don't even care. Not even embarrassed about it. They're just delicious. All right, going through. I did mention one last thing about Animal Kingdom. Sorry to trigger you again. Yes. At the Nomad Lounge, they also had churros that were fantastic. They came with a strawberry dipping sauce and a vanilla dipping sauce. It comes with five, but I forgot to take a picture until four of them were eaten.
Okay.
So there's a solitary churro.
With with churros.
Yeah.
Do you prefer this setup where you have the churro and they're the dipping sauces, or do you prefer, like, when I think of them at a Sox game, when they come, like, stuffed?
I don't really have a preference. I'll say if I can dip it myself, I get a little more variety. I don't have to make the commitment.
Sure.
I also think that sometimes with the stuffed, there's a large level of variance from churro to churro. Whereas if I'm dipping it, I know pretty well, like, it's going to be good. But I will say, a perfect filled churro is superior to a perfect non-filled churro.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so the best filled churro is better than a plain churro.
Yeah, so Jerry Angelo would say you prefer to go for the high floor versus the high ceiling.
I would say so most often. But had those been filled, I would not have been mad about it. That's for sure. Because they were very good. But I just, you know, last time we went, when it was just me, Hope, and Addie, we did not have this focus on food. And Brian and Sarah are very big at, you know, like the way they, and Hope and I are similar, but Brian and Sarah to a different level, very much about food and drink and that sort of stuff. And to be with them for this was very special because it kind of got our mindset from like just doing rides to experiencing some of the great food, and being at the Festival of the Arts, was also like a very cool opportunity to do it very easily. So if you are like a foodie, and I imagine a lot of people that listen to this are, and you're looking for a Disney trip, I honestly can't recommend. The week we went, it was perfect. The parks were low. The food was great. It was just, it honestly could not have been a more perfect trip. It was just great. And like, we had such luck with rides. We had very few waits. We stayed at a deluxe resort because we had 30% off with our Disney Plus membership.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we got to stay at the Magic Kingdom till 1 a.m. Like, we literally were the only people. Like, we would look left and right and there'd be no one around us. We walked on to Haunted Mansion. We rode Big Thunder Mountain. And then we're like, can we just stay on? And they're like, yeah, just go again. They didn't even make us get off the car.
Oh, that's cool.
That was awesome. Like, that's how empty the park was. Like, the Magic Kingdom. It was like, it was almost like a, like a dream or like a zombie movie. Like, I'm not supposed to be here alone. Like, something bad's about to happen. It was amazing. And we're walking out of the park and, like, get the best picture of the castle you're ever going to get because there's no one behind you.
Sure.
It was just, it was such a great trip. And, like, I know a lot of people roll their eyes about Disney, but they everything is so easy for you there. You know, I know it's a lot of money to spend.
Sure.
But there's levels, right? Like, you could stay at a moderate resort or a budget, and they're all very nice. Last time we stayed at a budget resort, and we're perfectly happy in there. The people there are incredibly helpful. We had another time where we got off Guardians, which is, like, one of... Guardians and Tron are the most, like, in-demand rides. They're the two newest and the two best at Disney. So you have to, like, wake up at 6 in the morning and get in a virtual line and then arrive for your time. It's, like, a big deal to get on these rides. We got off Guardians. Brian was wearing he's a big F1 fan. So he had like an F1 hat on. And one of the workers was like, oh, you like F1? They started talking F1. And then she also happened to have Taylor Swift bracelets on. So she started talking Taylor Swift with Addie and her friend. And she's like, hey, you guys want to ride again? We're like, yeah, sure. She's like, just go ahead. Just go right in. We didn't have to wait in line. Oh, we got right in, like, through a lightning lane. Like, there's just so many magical things they do. And I know it's like, it's kind of a hard, like, ugh, this is what it costs, and it's a lot. But just know when you go there, like, everything is taken care of. You know, it's just, I don't know. I felt so at ease the whole time. And even though there's a lot of people, everyone there is happy. Everyone's there to help you. I didn't have one remotely unpleasant exchange. And when I say unpleasant, I mean less than pleasant. Everyone there was happy to help all the time. The people that had to work there till 1 a.m. were like, what can I do for you? Is there anything you need? Like, it was just, it's an unbelievable place. You know, capitalism, all that stuff, say what you want, but they do a lovely job, and I couldn't have been happier with the trip, and we're going to try to make it an annual thing. I don't know if we'll do it to this level every year, but boy, it was a lot of fun, and what a perfect week to be there. So whether you're flying or whether you're driving down to Disney, you can do it and have a good time. But if you're driving, take your Mazda from Mazda of Orland Park, 8910 West 159th Street, Mazda of Orland Park.com. I've got my 2015 CX-5, my 2022 CX-30, and boy, let me tell you, I love both of those cars very, very much. They are not only are they wonderful vehicles, but the service at Mazda Roland Park is just incredible. So go check them out right now at Mazda Roland Park, 8910 West 159th Street. All right, I wanted to connect people with my friend Sarah, who does these trips, these Disney trips. If you want to find her on Facebook, that's probably the easiest way to do it. You can search Sarah Meeks, that's M-E-E-K-S, Just Add Travel Magic Agent. Her email is Sarah with an H at justaddmagictravel.com. She is our best friend. She is the guide to all of our trips. And without her help and without her being there with us, it would not have been as great as it was. So if you're looking to plan a trip, Sarah is great at all these sort of planning things. She's an event planner, but she's recently taken into Disney planning, and she's just really great at it. So again, it is Sarah at Just Add Magic Travel, and you can email her, Sarah at justaddmagictravel.com. Again, that's S-A-R-A-H at justaddmagictravel.com. And there's also a website, justaddmagictravel.com. So yeah, go to Disney and make sure when you do, if it's your first time or second time, ask a pro like Sarah to get you squared away, and it will just make it so much more streamlined and enjoyable, because you won't have to worry about planning everything. Everything will be done for you.
Yeah.
It's really great.
And I like hearing about, because, you know, like I haven't had a well-planned out Disney vacation, because I went that one time most recently, and then I went in high school, like for band in the summer, and it was, honestly, it was way too hot. But all the food and the creativity that, like, you showed with a lot of the food is cool. And it also makes you think of Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, too, now that you're back here, get back to some of the staples that have that creativity in their food, like Fredo's.
Yeah, the I'm Fat Burger, the I'm Fat Pizza. I asked at every stand at Disney, like, do you have the I'm Fat food? And they're like, no, that's only at Fredo's, dumbass. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. But I will say, the thing I missed the most when I got, like, as soon as we, Hope's like, we went out for dinner, I'm like, pizza. That's all I wanted. Fredo's, trust us, they've got great pizza. Go visit them at 628 South Roselle Road in Schaumburg. Excuse me. Fredo'sPizza.com, Fredo'sBakery.com, at Fredo's Pizza on Instagram. All right, people. It is February 4th. You've got 10 days. Well, it's actually February 5th when you're listening to this. So, you know, hurry up. Go to Fredo'sBakery.com and get those orders in for Valentine's Day. What are you waiting for? They've got the molasses cookies, the triple chocolate brownies, the double trouble cookies. Everything there is fantastic. And guess what? A lot of this stuff is selling out already. So you better get your ass to Fredo'sBakery.com and get those orders in before they're gone. Because guess what? This reminder right here is going to remind a lot of dudes that Valentine's Day is very close. So get your orders in at Fredo'sBakery.com. And if you're just going for lunch at Fredo's Pizza, make sure you use a mobile order and use that code IMFAT. And you'll save 10%. Every time on your order. All right, Rick, we are getting to that time. I know you had one thing you wanted to get to. I know this was the show about me. I'm really sorry.
No, it's good.
But do you want to get to this or do you want to save it?
I'll save my stuff for next week. I had some fun adventures, and now with, like, for some work stuff, I have trips that are going to be coming up in the next couple of months. So nice. I'm going to get to go to a few different places. So no, this is your time to cook. Like, You were hot early, so I just kept passing you the ball. And this is a basketball reference, by the way.
Oh.
And I just wanted to let you ISO. Yeah.
Got it. I think I'm with you. All right, so that means it is time to ask the fats.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 1 week since my last confession.
Okay, my son. What is your confession?
I'm fat.
Ask a fat. Every week is brought to you by our buddy, Charlie the Bacon Guy, and here he is once again with this week's Bacon Report.
Thanks, Jay. This week's available flavors are maple pepper, French toast, jardinera, applewood smoked bacon, Old Bay, beer, ranch, chorizo, rosemary, and jalapeno garlic, and coming soon, honey chipotle and Nashville hot. Bacon jams are the original in the bourbon. I'm making a new batch this week. What flavor should I make? Shoot me a DM. Let me know. For the Bacon Report, I'm Charlie the Bacon Guy.
All right, get in touch with Charlie. If you do have an idea, DM him at CharlieTheBaconGuy on Instagram or CZTheBaconGuy on Twitter. You can also email him, CharlieTheBaconGuy at gmail.com. But if you want to peruse everything Charlie has to offer, CharlieTheBaconGuy.com is the place to go. That honey chipotle bacon sounds damn good right now. I can go for some of that. And the Nashville hot's really good. Everything there is terrific. You can go back and look at the bacon vault of all the flavors he's made in the past. And if you say, hey, that looks good, hit up Charlie. If you order enough of it, he'll make you your own special batch. Again, just like we mentioned Fredo's for Valentine's Day, people love to get bacon as gifts. So Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all coming up soon. You know you got birthdays, all those things too. Use bacon. You will win. You will have very happy recipients opening up their very fragrant packs of bacon for their special event. So again, go to CharlieTheBaconGuy.com and check out everything he has to offer there, including the great merch that is offered there. Really nice looking stuff. They've got the beanies and the hockey jerseys and t-shirts and everything there. Charlie's logo is very cool and very simple.
Yes.
And someday, people at Disney will abandon Mickey for Charlie the Bacon Guy merch.
Why not?
Yeah, we got to get a Charlie the Bacon Guy stand at Disney.
What, yeah, that'd be...
What park would he be in? I'm going to say Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
He can just hop over a fence and grab a boar. You know, it's like throwing over his shoulders. Like, give me a couple hours.
Yeah, right. That's great.
All right, we've got one voicemail today. If you want to leave us one, the number is 708-858-3314.
Hello, Fats. This is Adam calling from the wonderful state of Louisiana. Don't worry, I'm about as southern as Brian Kelly. However, I wanted to call and get you guys' thoughts on this. What is your litmus test for when you go to a new restaurant of a certain type? For example, when I go to a Mexican restaurant, I always get the carnitas. Bad carnitas tells me a lot about a bad restaurant. And likewise with barbecue, I always go for the pulled pork. If it's crappy pulled pork, I want nothing to do with the place. Love what you guys do. Keep up the great work. Roll Tide.
Rick, I know you've got your barbecue proven method. So why don't you take this one first?
Especially for barbecue, it's the hot link. Because when you think about the hierarchy of meats at a barbecue place, hot link is generally more of an afterthought. I love a good hot link. So if a place takes the time to have a good hot link, the rest of the stuff that people crave more is going to be good. Like that's, it's, I'm trying to think if I've had any time where I've had a good hot link and the rest of the place was very meh, or a bad hot link and everything else was great. You know,
that's, I love that. When you said that to me, I was very like, that's actually a really great litmus test. Cause you're right. Like that is something that when you go to a barbecue place, you're usually, people are either pulled pork or brisket, and those things probably get the most attention. But it's very much like Van Halen with the brown M&Ms, right? Like, don't have any brown M&Ms. That's not because they don't like brown M&Ms. It's to make sure you're paying attention to everything. And if you're paying as much attention to the less popular items as you are to the more, you know you've got a good place. My thing is, for me, Mexican food, just give me a steak taco. If your steak taco is dry or bland, I'm done. I'm out. I don't need to come back. For me, if you can't do a sausage pizza, I'm good. There are some people that have made a fortune going around sampling pizza places around the country and making videos about them and dragging them when that person only orders a cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Which is the worst way to judge a pizza place. What are you, six? Get a topping.
Also a soul.
Yes. Anyway, sausage pizza. And then for me, like if it's a hot dog burger place, can you make a chicken tender?
Yeah.
Can you make a good chicken tender? I know that sounds stupid, but like I've had a lot of really bad chicken tenders, and how does that happen? Try your tendies before you serve them to the public.
Yeah, exactly. Like, or just don't have them on the menu. That's okay.
Right. Did I mention a couple weeks ago Shy Shack out there in, I don't know, that'd be Darien or Wood, whatever that is, somewhere around there. They had great tenders. Okay. Right there by Hinsdale South High School. Shy Shack. It's been there a long time. It's really good. Anyway, good tendies. All right, let's go to the email section. I'm fatpod@gmail.com.
Ask a fat about this and that. It's time to chat
with the fats.
All right, I will take the first one because I am addressed in it. This one comes from Bobby. Says, gents, love the show. Jay, about the Disney trip, you mentioned it last show, but I thought for sure you need to check out the spring roll stand at Magic Kingdom. Yes, I saw it, and it was early in the morning, and I'm like, I do not want a cheeseburger spring roll at 10 a.m., but I'm going to come back. And then when I went back, they were gone. So next time I'll make a point of sucking it up and having a cheeseburger spring roll early in the morning. Also says, go to Disney Springs, check out Gideon's Bakehouse. That's the cookie place I was talking to you about, Rick. Bobby says 7 to 8 p.m. is the hot cookie hour. My wife and I time it out where we go in line at the right time and made it perfectly. For that 1 hour, the cookies are served hot and fresh with ice cream on top. No words, it moved. I have many more thoughts on the food at Disney, but I'll leave it at those too. Yeah, I'm dying to try Gideon's. I just can't give it the time commitment. I just can't. Maybe next time, like, I'll just wait in line for the party, or we just designate someone to wait in line for the party while people do other stuff.
Right.
But an hour is a long time, man. That's a long time to just stand in line for a cookie.
Right. Even if it is a fantastic cookie.
Yeah. I mean, and again, Brian and Sarah have had it and swear by it. They say it's great, but we just did not. I think Brian was a little irritated because I was feeling so bad. I had to go home. And he, like, he saw the Gideon's line was short. And I was like, I didn't say anything. I'm like, go ahead, wait. But they were all kind of like, no, let's go. Jay's dying. So anyway. Next time. And then Bobby has a question. He says, I had a taste for an Arby's roast beef the other day. I had been busy and wasn't getting lunch until about 1:45. I understand that it was a little after the typical lunch time, but my sandwich was not hot and just didn't taste anywhere close to the normal Arby's standard. It got me thinking. I would argue that the Arby's roast beef has the lowest of floors. When it's good, but when it's not, it's straight up bad. What food item has a shockingly low floor for you? Which one has a surprisingly high ceiling? Huh. I'm trying to think. Like, sometimes a bad chicken McNugget, it happens a little more often than it should, where it's like maybe a little bit chewy, or they can be not great sometimes. But I will say, like, at the same time, a good chicken McNugget is great, but a bad chicken McNugget is pretty bad. Top of my head, that would be it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, fast food wise. Here's one, because I have a higher thought on them than most, and I feel like it's gotten more consistent. But when you would have a bad Burger King fry,
yeah,
like, because they're bigger, like, and they, like, just if it's not cooked all the way, then you get that real, like, solid center.
Yeah.
It's not good. But to me, when Burger King fries are done well, like, they have one of the highest, they have a higher ceiling because of whatever seasoning they put on there. It's not just salt. And I think that adds to the Burger King fry experience.
How about one? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, so that's what at least pops into my head first.
How about something with a surprisingly high ceiling? I don't know. My thought would be, like, the Wendy's chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich, can be, like, one of the best things you've ever had.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's unexpected, you know?
Maybe a little more unexpected now, just because everybody else is in the, you know, chicken sandwich game.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like the OG that's there, and you're just like, oh, yeah, but of course. But then when people have it, it's like, man, I haven't had that for a while, but it's still really good.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna noodle that one for a while and get back to you on it. But
yeah.
The top of my head, those are the ones that I thought of. Yes. I'm sure as soon as I hit the stop button, I'll think of six more things.
Absolutely. That's always how it happens. Let's see. Fast food, low floor, high ceiling. Written down to think about this week. Okay. Go. Next one's from Frank the Tank. Dear Fats, I went to have some pizza with my normie friend who introduced me to the pod. He drove from Highland Park, and I came from the South Loop to Vito and Nick's, which brings me to the question, when's the pizza tour coming?
Yeah, that's going to be probably in the spring or summer when my work schedule has a little more consistency on weekends. I don't think it makes sense to do that like on a Tuesday afternoon.
No.
So it would be a Saturday or a Sunday. But yeah, it's coming, and I think we're going to do two. We'll probably do a north side and a south side pizza tour. You know, we'll be stopping at Rose Angeles, of course. And then there's really no reason to leave. But we'll probably go to Vito and Nick's. Maybe hit up Phil's in Bridgeport. People love Phil's in Bridgeport, too. So, and then Northside, maybe we'll do Pequod's, maybe a couple others. Mm-hmm. D'Agostino's is one of my favorite thin crusts. So, yeah, we'll make a little pizza tour. It's coming. It's coming, but we got to get a little more consistency to our schedule and a little more weather certainty if we're going to be all touring around in a bus or something. So, yeah, well, don't worry. Exactly. It's coming. We're working on it, but it is coming. Promise. That's for sure. And then I got one more I'll read to you, Rick. This is from Dave. Okay. He says, Rick, I intended to send this weeks ago, but I'm lazy and forgot. Wanted to let you guys know that Sam was excellent on the podcast those few weeks when Jay was out. She seemed very comfortable, knew her stuff, and just had a fun personality. While I'd rather tune into Jay on the show, damn right, take that, Sam. Sam was a fun alternative. Please send along my feedback to Sam. She was great. That's from Dave. And probably would make a better Disney companion than others.
Yes. Very factual on that. I will let her know. Thank you, Dave.
Was your significant other a pin trader?
Was.
Okay. Just get my Addie's super into it. She loves it. But we saw some adults that were a little too
into it.
Not so much into it, because there's one guy we met at Magic Kingdom in the Frontierland. His name was Tony, and he was great. Super nice to the kids. But then there was like a lady next to him that was like, I don't want those. Like, okay, she's 8. Okay. This kid with us is 8. Can you be nice to her, maybe?
Yeah.
Bitch? Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Sam was great. I agree.
Had a lot of fun.
Yes. All right, you wanted to read a 5-star review, and if you don't know, last month, Jason from Oshkosh won a Charlie the Bacon Guy prize pack because he suggested we make an I'm Fat Podcast Waffle House shirt, which we did, which I'm wearing, which you can see on youtube.com/I'm Fat Podcast. I got it in brown. You can get it any color you want. This month, if you leave us a 5-star review and leave a funny 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, we're going to read them and we're going to pick the best one of the month, and you are going to win a Charlie the Bacon Guy prize pack. So we have our first entry.
Okay. I can't read this necessarily as I would like because I'm pretty sure I would break into a coughing fit. But it starts with, in parentheses, 80s movie preview voice.
Okay.
In a world where AI is taking over, World War III is on the horizon, and what? Topay's baby hands ego is stealing all the... there we go. Reading's a skill. Topay's baby hands ego is stealing all the helium. One podcast makes sure that you remember the basics. The I'm Fat Podcast. Food and farts, these two things remind us of what to be happy about. These two things make us smile to no end, even when the world is going down faster than eating one of Charlie's legendary bacon creations. And for that, I'm always grateful that it is Monday. For one full hour, I forget my woes and imagine visiting all the places on the fat map. Oh, sweet cream. Careful.
Whoa.
But despite all that's happening in the world, I do have a question of utter importance and seriousness, of thought-provoking enigmas and mind-bending commentaries that will be without end. My question is, rank these in fat social order, from highest being 1 and lowest being 5. This is from CB.
All right.
The belly bounce, the belly contest, an all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, driving with your gut, and the nacho-eating fat guy.
All right. I'm going all-you-can-eat pizza first. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm going the belly bounce, too, because I do enjoy it.
Yes.
Number 3 was, what was it, belly? What was the second belly one?
Contest.
Yes, the belly contest. Driving with your gut, I get a little worried about that. And I'm going to give Nacho Guy 5 because it's not me.
I agree with the pizza buffet. Pizza buffet 1. I feel like belly bounce 2, driving with your gut 3, because if people trust themselves enough to do it, that means that they have a skill that I do not possess.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. Nacho eating fat guy 4 and the belly contest 5, because we're just being exploited at that point.
That's right. You're right.
We're just being objectified for our fatness.
Exactly. Good point. I'm changing my vote too.
Okay.
All right. Let's wrap it up. It was a nice long episode. Wow. I cannot stop coughing. This is really annoying. But thanks everybody for your patience with my long ass stories about everything I ate. Again, this is a really good YouTube episode. Like, if you wanna, if you're finally waiting to check it out on YouTube, go to youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast. It'll be available on Tuesday. You'll be able to see all the photos I took of all the great food I ate. So check it out. But I hope it held up audio wise too. I hope I did a good job of describing everything.
I think you did. Follow us on all our social media at I'mFatPod, I'mFatPod@gmail.com. Check out the voicemail as well, 708-858-3314. Leave your reactions, questions, all that stuff. Patreon and Spotify, if you so choose. I'mFatMerch.com. Get you that Waffle House shirt. It looks awesome. I think the brown is the right color. So Jay's now doing, if you're on the YouTubes, he is just going through, just rifling through all the pictures. It's like when Murph's show ended and he just fired all the drops. I don't know why I remember that, but that's what this is. YouTube.com/I'mFatPodcast. Subscribe, like each video. And if you can, you know, give us the view, or if you'd rather just listen, hit the mute, throw it on a tab you're not going to click on, and let that roll to help us out in terms of time spent watching or listening or whatever. Then subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe to the regular podcast feed. And then leave us the old 5-star rating and review for the chance to win the prize pack. So for Jay, who is still very full, I'm Rick. Mostly full. And this is the I'm Fat Podcast.